It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined in studio by District 5 Tuolumne County Supervisor Carl Rotifer. We are currently in the midst of a five-part series featuring the individual supervisors. Last week, we heard from Supervisor Randy Hanvelt, and next week, we'll be joined in studio by Supervisor Sherry Brennan. But again, as we mentioned, Supervisor Rotifer in studio with us today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, BJ. It's always a pleasure.
And for people who aren't familiar or don't remember, where exactly does District 5 cover?
District 5 is basically the north part of the county. It runs from Columbia and down through Jamestown and actually goes all the way down Highway 108 to the county line with Stanislaus County. It also includes, obviously, Tuttletown and all of the Lake Tulloch area on our side of the lake.
The only district with two state parks in it.
It's a treat.
Yeah. You know, for your district specifically, what are some of the, are there some big projects right now that are going through the process that you're keeping an eye on?
Well, we just finished, made the news, we just finished a little community cooperative project, cleaning up Jamestown a little bit and putting a little bit of a new face on it. We had a vagrancy issue down there that got us started, and we built a good, the Sheriff's Department, big kudos to them. Under Sheriff Pooley helped build a great community law enforcement cooperative venture down there. We've got a business watch kind of operation going on down there, so that was a real plus. We've got a community, very strongly community supported project down in Jamestown with the that's about to come to fruition with the blacksmith shop museum that's going in Rocca Park, Rocca Park down there. Additionally, we're, like every district, we're working on roads, and especially those roads that were damaged by the severe winter storms of this last year. We're working with FEMA. Unfortunately, FEMA's not being as good a partner as we would like, but we are continuing to press them to get the federal funding that we need to repair some of these roads. It's a big problem throughout the county, and it's also a problem in District 5.
Also want to ask you about, you talked a little bit about downtown Jamestown and partnerships and so forth. The issue of homelessness in general, that's been kind of a focus in the Jamestown area. You know, what is your thoughts on that issue, and how have you been involved as a supervisor?
Well, I want to divorce the vagrancy issue from homelessness. A lot of people were referring to that as a homeless issue because it involves some homeless people, but there are some very law-abiding homeless people out there. These people were not part of that group. And so law enforcement did need to get involved. But homelessness obviously is a problem. It's not just a problem in Tuolumne County. It's a problem not just in California. It's a problem throughout the United States. And it's such a multi-dimensional problem. A lot of people just think we can throw a bunch of money at it and fix the problem. The reality is that people are in a homeless state for a variety of reasons, and in some cases they actually want to be in that state and really don't want any help. In many other cases, they've fallen on hard times and just ended up in that situation and are trying to dig themselves out, and help is would be greatly appreciated. It's a very emotional issue, and at times it's a divisive issue. But we're working the problem. The real solution is, it's like dealing with any, you can't stereotype people. It's like dealing with any kind of a problem. It's one person at a time, and it if you talk to the people that deal with homelessness on a daily basis, They will tell you that it's a one-on-one relationship that you have to develop. It's a huge investment of resources to help an individual out of that situation. And quite frankly, a lot of times people do relapse back into it, and you have to start all over again. So it is a resource-intensive problem. We're doing the very best that we can. It also has ties into the mental health, behavioral health. I call it an industry. A lot of these people have behavioral health issues, medications that they need to be taking. So all of that needs to be part of the solution, and it's not a simple one.
Very complex issue. A programming note, when we conclude our five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors, we will be doing a show the weekend of November 4th looking at the issue of homelessness in Tuolumne County. That'll be a special hour-long edition of Motherload Views. Supervisor Rotifer, next I want to ask you about kind of tying into the idea of homelessness. I don't know if this would be part of the solution, but do you think additional affordable housing is something that the county should be active in?
Affordable housing is one of our biggest problems, and it's not just an affordable housing home ownership, but also having enough affordable rentals that, quite frankly, aren't dumps. Okay, people want to live in a nice environment and be able to do so affordably. So it is a problem, and a lot of it, quite frankly, is because California has regulated itself into a situation where it's virtually impossible to build what you would truly consider affordable housing. When you start talking about the requirement to have sprinkler systems in every residence, new residence, to have an engineered septic system if you're not on public sewer, you start talking about all the fees and checks and everything that have to be paid for. You start looking at all of that, plus the purchase of the property to build the affordable housing on, and unless you're doing very high density residential, you can't afford to do that. It's just you're paying $150,000. Per single family residence to just get in the door and start breaking ground. And if you're trying to build a home for $250,000, you can't build much of a home with that and then turn even a minimal profit on it. The only really affordable housing projects that are working right now are the Habitat for Humanity projects, and those are largely built on the back of failed development projects in the county. So those failed development projects bore most of the front-end costs, and Habitat Humanity gets in fairly inexpensively in that regard. So it's just structurally, regulatorily, it is almost impossible throughout this state, and we're not the only county, throughout this state to build truly affordable housing in any affordable manner.
Is there anything that can be done at the county level once, as you say, the state's kind of tied the hands?
Well, we're working. The state, obviously, the legislature's answer, they just passed a bill putting, I think it's a $75 fee on realty transactions to build a pot of money at the state level that would then theoretically float down to the local level to give us some subsidies to encourage people to do affordable housing projects. Again, one of the problems that we have here in Tuolumne County, quite frankly, is a lot of people truly don't want those affordable housing projects in their backyard. So even if we can get the funding and do all of the upfront legwork that we need to make affordable projects affordable, you know, we're going to get a huge backlash from people when we try to have some of those projects approved in their backyard.
Need to take a break. We're talking with District 5 Supervisor Carl Rotifer on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're in the midst of a five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County Supervisors. This is part two in the series. Last week, we heard from Supervisor Randy Hanvelt. Next week, we'll hear from Supervisor Sherry Brennan, later from Supervisor John Gray, and then we'll wrap up with Supervisor Evan Royce. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment in just a minute.